From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. As street protests in London's financial district dispersed this evening, the G20 leaders and their wives gathered as dinner guests of Queen Elizabeth. Tomorrow they'll attempt to agree on a response to the global financial crisis. NPR's John Isty reports from London.
At the top of the agenda for this G20 summit is reforming and re-regulating the global financial system to prevent future crises. The leaders of France and Germany, among others, see that as a rollback of the light-touch regulating that characterized American and British capitalism. After meeting with British Prime Minister Gordon Brown, President Obama acknowledged the U.S. bears some responsibility.
The United States certainly has some accounting to do with respect to a regulatory system that was inadequate.
But the president said he's more interested in fixing the problem than in pointing fingers. Among the likely fixes are regulation of hedge funds and exotic financial products and coordinated oversight of large global firms. John Itzty, NPR News, London.
In Afghanistan, militants attacked a government building in the southern city of Kandahar, killing at least 7 civilians and 3 policemen and wounding 17 others. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports from Kabul.
Officials say the multi-pronged attack at the provincial council office was carried out by at least 4 militants wearing explosives and carrying guns. Councilmember Ahmad Wali Karzai, who was in the building at the time, says the attackers had on Afghan army uniforms. Karzai is the Afghan president's brother. The first bomber detonated at the gate, while the others ran inside the building and began firing. At least one of the attackers was killed by police, while at least one more blew himself up. Karzai says he was uninjured, but that 3 other council members were wounded in the attack. Meanwhile, in neighboring Helmand province, officials say Afghan and coalition forces killed 31 Taliban militants in a fierce fight near the Kajaki Dam. The U.S.-funded dam provides power to much of southern Afghanistan. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.
Construction spending declined for a 5th straight month in February as the weaker economy led to a downturn in both public and private building projects. Commerce Department reported today construction activity fell 0.9%. David Crow is an economist with the National Association of Home Builders and says residential building remains especially hard hit.
It was particularly large decline in the single family component, which has also been what we have seen in housing starts data, confirming that builders are building fewer and fewer homes.
Economist David Crow. On Wall Street today, the first trading day of the second quarter saw the Dow Jones Industrial Average close up 152 points. The Nasdaq gained 23 points. The S&P 500 rose 13 points. This is NPR. The major automakers are weighing in with their March sales numbers today, and not surprisingly, they showed continued declines. General Motors says its March sales slid more than 45% compared with a year ago. Ford saw its sales fall 41%, while Chrysler saw a 39% sales drop. The weaker sales numbers for the domestic Big Three come as GM and Chrysler are both under the gun to come up with restructuring plans the government deems viable, or in the case of Chrysler, in order to obtain additional government help. The ongoing recession coupled with fear of job losses left consumers unwilling to buy new cars. Senate Republicans have boycotted a confirmation hearing for President Obama's first judicial nominee. They complain they have not had enough time to study his record. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
David Hamilton is a federal judge in Illinois. President Obama nominated him to the appeals court for the region. He's widely viewed as a centrist, and both the Republican and the Democratic senator from Indiana support him. At Hamilton's confirmation hearing, Republican Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania explained why no other committee Republicans were there. Quote, "There has been grossly insufficient time to prepare." Specter said, "This is especially concerning because Judge Hamilton is the first nominee and there are many more to come." Then Specter left. This is the latest standoff in an escalating fight over confirmations. At the last minute, Democrats moved the hearing to a cramped room with no means of recording the proceedings. They said it was to make it easier for senators to attend votes. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
As with the health of the nation's manufacturing sector shrank for a 14th straight month, the Institute for Supply Management says its manufacturing index was at 36.3 last month. Any number below 50 denotes contraction in manufacturing. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.